Hello, 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 my beautiful people, and welcome to the 9th episode of the Happiness Grove podcast. My name is Riri Okoye, and if this is the first time that you are tuning in to my podcast, hello and welcome. I'm all about happiness and well-being, and my mission and passion is to transform lives. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about 6 misconceptions about happiness, because there's so many misconceptions. Even as I've been doing these podcasts, I've typed questions, people have asked me all sorts of things, and you know, it's all centered really, isn't it, around the misconceptions. And one of the things that I talked about when I was plugging this podcast was the actual definition of happiness, isn't it? Because I believe, even through conversations that I've had during this podcast, and even things that I used to think about, we always believed, didn't we, that happiness was a destination. We were going to arrive there, weren't we? I kind of felt that maybe when I get married, I'm going to be happy. When I get that fantastic job, I'm going to be happy. When I get that great body, I'm going to be happy. When I get that great car, I'm going to be happy. When I get my 6-bedroom house, I'm going to be happy. So generally, a lot of the times, we always believed, and some people still believe that, is that happiness is a destination. So for anybody that's listening now, I'm going to kill that myth and say to you, it's not. And I'm going to show you some examples and some theories and some research that I have done to actually counteract that thought that I had that different things, stuff, was going to make me happy. Okay, let's talk about number one, that perfect body. And I know that a lot of ladies and some men, you can all relate to this, you know, because for us ladies, what are we doing? We're always dieting, we're always trying to change our body types. Some people go to the extra mile and, you know, do plastic surgery. We're always doing perfect thing. You know, we're always doing all these things, aren't we, to get that perfect body. But does it really make us happy? Guess what? Research shows that it doesn't. Research, and these are psychologists that have done tracking with people that have done plastic surgery, asking them when they've done plastic surgery, how happy they were, and afterwards. And actually, the news is that after plastic surgery, a lot of them actually became more unhappy. It didn't make them happy at all. I know a blogger, I'm not going to mention her name, but some of you may know her. She has even come out on her blog to say that all that plastic surgery that she did not make her happy. So ladies, the perfect body is not going to make you any happier. And actually, I was thinking about that as I was, you know, planning this blog. And I was thinking to myself, when was I my thinnest, you know, like as an adult? And I remember it was actually in my early 20s. I was quite slim at one point, you know, and I wasn't the happiest of people there. I'm not saying because, you know, we all want to be healthy. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, look after your body. But in terms of going that for that perfection of having that body that is just perfect, you know, a lot of the times I was really hungry. I was in a bad mood. I was just not the happiest of persons, okay? So that myth about having a perfect body to make you happier, let's strike it out. Okay, number 2. What is the next one? What's the next misconception? Marriage. Marriage is a beautiful thing. I've been married for over 23 years, and I'm going to say, yes, it is a beautiful thing. But a lot of people get married for the wrong reason. A lot of them get married because they think that the partner is going to make them happier. And guess what? What can I say about my experience? Yes, the person is an icing on the cake for who you are. You know, two heads become one, but that person cannot make you happy. Guess what? Especially for those of you that are thinking of getting married, you have to be happy first before you meet that your partner. You have to be mature and, you know who you are before you get married. That's my advice to you, because guess what? Marriage is not a destination. Marriage is a journey. And there is going to be so many ups and downs and all sorts of challenges, maybe not even from your personalities, but just from things around you you know? So you really need to be powered up in terms of who you are, your confidence, and that will actually improve your marriage, not the happiness. All right, okay. So let's keep it moving. What else do we have? A big house. You know, we all want a big house. That's it. You know, we think to ourselves, oh, I'm in a small two-bedroom. Maybe if I get a four-bedroom or a five-bedroom, I'll be happier. And you probably will be for maybe 4 months, 3 months. And there's been research to show that, yes, when you move up, when you get these things instantly, you do get happier, all right? But after a while, guess what happens? You get used to it. You get used to the space. You get used to the big house. You get used to your environment. And it doesn't really affect your happiness after a while because you've gotten used to it. All right. And that even moves on to myth number four about buying an expensive car. And people think, oh, if I get that car, I've spotted that car and it's going to make me happy. It's probably going to make you happy for about 3 weeks. And then after that, you're going to get used to it. And I have an experience of that because some years back, we're talking over 10 years, we're talking maybe 15 years ago, my husband bought me a brand new Mercedes, no lie. Okay. And he just did all the things. He brought in the key, dangled it in my face, told me to look out the window. And I was ecstatic. I was like, oh my God, you know, and it was fantastic, you know, at that time. But guess what? Just like I said, after a season of driving this brand new Mercedes, because, you know, when you drive a new car, you're looking out to make sure that people can see that you've got this nice car and everything. And after a while, you even start noticing all the other cars that look like your car. But after a while, I can't even remember how long it took, but after a while, it just became a car to get me from A to Z. And at the end of the day, when you are even inside that car, you can't even see your car because you're the one driving it. It's people outside that see it more than you, isn't it? So, that car that you think is going to just change your life and make you happier, you got to think again, all right? And what about another one? You know, number five, that perfect job. There's a lot of you that may be watching this, you're going to graduate. I know my children are graduating next year. They're thinking to themselves, once I get that perfect job, I'm struck for life because that perfect job is going to give me the lifestyle, the salary, you know, all that good stuff. And it is, I want, you know, everybody's looking for that perfect job, perfect career, perfect business, and all of that. But guess what? After a while, the higher up you are in terms of the ladder, the more stress that you get, to be honest with you, because you're dealing with bigger budgets, you're dealing with bigger responsibilities, you're dealing with more people to manage. So you might get that perfect job, but it may not make you happy. In fact, it might make you stressed. Sorry to break your bubble, but, you know, nowadays, more people are stressed out, aren't they? There's a lot of high blood pressure because of pressurized jobs and all that. So you might get that perfect job in terms of salary, but is it going to make you happy? There's been research to show that it doesn't make you happy. So the final one, what is the final one? What is the one that we all want, okay? We all want more money, don't we? And it's interesting because I've been listening to different blogs about happiness and all that. And there's one multimillionaire that was talking about his experience. And he was saying that when he got to 25, he made all his money. No, actually, he was 29. And then he was clinically depressed. And I was thinking to myself, clinically depressed, you know, but he was. He had everything he wanted. He had all the money in the world, but he was clinically depressed. And not only that, there's research to show that lottery millionaires, they were, you know, they get lots of money and they're happy. Obviously, you get all this money. And then a year later, they're tracking their happiness and they're no happy than when they started. So all these things I'm talking about, all this stuff that we seek. This is Christmas time, isn't it? This is a time that you're going to be reflecting on your family and your goals for the year. One of the things I want you to do is reflect about your happiness. What are the things throughout the whole year? Be honest with yourself. Write them down. What are the things that have really brought you joy? Really brought you joy? Now, what I want to say to you that is happiness, as I've been talking about for the past 9 episodes, is actually a choice. And happiness is centered around your thoughts and your emotions. One of the things I did say at the beginning of this podcast is 50% of people actually have a happiness gene. Those people are just naturally happy, okay? And then 10% of people, circumstances have dealt with them. There's wars, there's poverty, there's just real hardship. Those 10%, it's difficult for those 10% to really be happy. But then 40% of us, we can manage our mood. We can manage our happiness. We can change things around. And it's the 40% of this whole theory around happiness is what I'm passionate about, because I've seen it in my own life. I was thinking about it the other day. Three really painful things happened to me in the course of my adult life that could have shook me to the core, right? But I have used these tools. I have used these methods to really change my life. Really. And this is what my passion is now in this season of my life, is that I want to help to transform others. Because some people look at me and they say to me, Riri, you're always joyful. You're always smiling. You're always dancing. What's up? What's up? What's up? You know? And I say to them, I have trained myself to be this way. And not only have I trained myself, I've done the research too. You know, I've done research with Yale University. I've done the Center of Excellence, I've done studies, certifications, Transformation Academy. So it's not just my own methods as in, okay, this has happened to me. I've actually analyzed the science and this stuff works. So that's why I want to, before Christmas, say to you that I have a coaching program in January called the Happiness Revolution. It's the Happiness Revolution. And I'm going to drop all the details for you, and you can, you know, send me a message if you want to be on the mailing list to get more information about that. We're going to start it off somewhere in the middle of January so that you get time to just, you know, weigh off the Christmas, festivities and all that stuff. But it's called the Happiness Revolution. And it's something that I'm bringing to you. And as I said, I'm all about transforming lives, changing lives, helping people to be better, helping them to be the perfect, or not the perfect, because nobody's perfect, but helping them to be the best version of themselves. So if this is something that you're interested in, you said, Riri, I've listened to your Happiness Growth blog for 9 weeks now. This is the 9th edition. I've seen what you've done in the past. I want to know more. Just drop. Or actually, first of all, you can send me an email at coach@ririokoye.com, or you can drop a comment in the comment section to say, yes, I'm in, or you can click on the link to see all about the Confidence Revolution. No, it's not the Confidence Revolution. It is the Happiness Revolution. The Happiness Revolution is coming to you. It's virtual, because I'm all about virtual reality. So whether you're in Nigeria, London, America, Canada, Zimbabwe, all sorts of places of the world, you're all welcome to the Happiness Revolution. So I look forward to serving you in the new year, but I know that it's coming into Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody listening to this. I'll be back in January for the 10th edition of this podcast. If this podcast has really transformed you in a little bit, made you happy in a little bit, just share this, because, you know, that's what I'm about. I want to share my knowledge, share what I know to the world. Okay, so happy new year in advance and Merry Christmas. Take care. Bye.